Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, the show on Netflix I'm talking about was El Dragon.
El Dragon.
El Dragon.
That's right.
Renata Notti.
Renata Notti.
Man, she looks like Sophia Loren.
Wow. Oof. Young Sophia Loren.
Yes. Right? Yes, man.
God almighty. All right, so El Dragon for everybody out there who has 7 years of free time ahead of you, because there's like 18 seasons and 70 episodes a season.
I don't know. It was great. It's just like a great binge thing. Like,
sure.
You know, bad weather, you know, last couple of days, rain, you bad weather, you binge it. That's
sure,
what you do.
Sure, you binge it. It is Boomer and Geo.
A lot of good looking people on that.
El Dragon.
El Dragon. Kind of like this show.
Oh, sure, exactly.
We're like our own little El Dragon.
A bunch of good looking people, for sure. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio. You don't have to binge anything this weekend because you got sports. Woo! And it all starts tonight with the Mets and the Padres at Citi Field. It's going to be a wild atmosphere. The weather is going to be spectacular. It's going to be a little chilly on Saturday, which is great for October baseball.
And it's great for Brandon Nimmo. He's from Wyoming.
Yeah, he loves that.
He loves the cold weather. Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you break down any Yu Darvish splits?
I did not break down splits.
Okay.
I think you tossed those splits out the window.
Right now, you toss everything out the window.
You toss it all out the window. You know, I think that Buck has to look at that stuff. And I also saw that, you know, it's unfortunate because Starling Marte has good numbers against these Padres pitchers. And he's not, even though they said yesterday he's starting to grip stuff.
Dry swing?
Yeah, I did not hear dry swing, but I heard he was starting to grip stuff yesterday. And he hasn't been a determining factor if he's going to be on or off the playoff roster for this round. I would be shocked if he was on it.
I know. Maybe I don't pay attention, but it seemed like Meredith Marakovich was just talking so much about dry swinging over the last 10 days.
She was?
Yeah.
Gigantic balloons.
Whatever. But there was a lot of dry swinging going on with Benintendi and Carpenter and stuff
that.
I'm like, I had never heard that before. It was like when Mike was talking about window throwing.
Window throwing.
You know, I was like, wow.
Yeah, never heard that before either.
Well, I mean, I heard throwing through windows, you know, or having to throw through a window here or there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when he basically described Philip Rivers as a window thrower, I had to give him credit.
Yeah, never heard that before. Breaking it down.
Sound like a real, like, bona fide NFL scout.
Window thrower.
Because I'm thinking that's like what Tua Tagovailoa is.
You think he's a window thrower?
He's got to be a window thrower.
Yeah.
Because he's not a howitzer thrower like, you know, Justin Herbert.
Window thrower.
Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow.
Hmm.
Don't you think he's more like a window thrower?
Well, I think he's too accurate to be called a window thrower.
Well, I mean, you got to be accurate to be a window thrower.
Do you? I don't know.
I think that's the point of being a window thrower is that you're accurate.
I took it the other way.
You don't have a strong arm.
I took it the other way. Like, it's not necessarily hitting the target specifically. It was more like a larger window target that he throws into.
Window thrower.
Going to throw it into the
window.
Weren't
we throwing through windows or something over there one Sunday, Al?
At Reds, yeah.
Oh, Reds, right?
Yeah, before a Jet or Giant game.
Right. Did you show up for that?
I did.
Huh,
it was in New Jersey.
Yeah,
because it was in New Jersey. See?
Yeah, so.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Dry swinging. We have no dry swinging.
I don't think we have dry swinging, but you're saying he's gripping things.
I'm not saying it. That's what Billy Epler said yesterday.
Well, how'd he say it?
He said he's starting to grip things, and we haven't made a decision if he's going to make the roster or not yet.
I have those grip things. I have really strong hands because I have those grip things.
Oh, you grab those as stress balls and stuff?
A stress ball is different than a power grip.
A power grip?
That you use for your... I'll bring it in one day.
Okay.
So see if you can power grip.
I probably can't.
I'm all about the power grip.
I've got a very weak upper body. I probably cannot
put your hands grip. Let me see your hand. Shake my hand. Now, is your hand clammy?
Hold on.
Sometimes you have clammy hands.
Sometimes.
Are you all right?
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, it's a good solid handshake.
Oh, I don't mess around with
the
handshake.
But you were shaking for some reason, and you were clammy.
I shook your hand.
Well, shake it again. Just hold it there. Hold it there. Why are you shaking?
It's because I'm gripping hard, and I got no upper body strength, and then my hand starts to...
Al, come in here and shake his hand. And you just feel this and tell me if I'm... Are you okay?
I'm fine. Of course I'm fine. You grip the hand, and then, you know, it's like, and then you're, you know, that's
why. Hand sizes.
Yeah, look at
now. Now, shake Al's hand like you shook mine.
Dude, and this gives you sweaty palms.
Yeah, but is he shaking?
Yeah, he is shaking.
He's like buzzing. It's like a buzzer.
What do you
His
want?
His hand's kind of clammy, too, right?
Not too bad.
No.
Not too bad?
Because I'm like, you know, I'm gripping it like,
I'm bringing in the power grips.
Okay.
You're going to get you doing your power grips. I think if we just do power grips during the show for half an hour a day,
yeah,
you'll be amazed. Like, after a month of your power gripping.
But what do I need to grip power with? Like, what am I doing?
But you won't be shaking when you're shaking somebody's hand.
But I don't care. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Supposedly, Tiki and Tierney do push-ups and stuff during breaks.
Really?
Yep.
You want me to order some bagels?
Actually, yes.
Yes, of course you do.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah. I could see him like taking his pants off and doing it too.
He's probably a stickler too for like doing it. You have to do it precisely.
Do it over. He's probably making Dove do it. All right, Dove, get down. Give me 10. Let's go. Let's go. Hoff, get down there, fat boy. Let's see it. Clap. Push down, go up, and clap. Boom. Oh, man. If I had to work on that show and he was like making me do push-ups and a break and stuff, I'd have to quit.
I would never do that.
No.
I just get you a bacon, egg, and cheese and keep you happy.
You get one, too, by the way.
So are you going to be watching all these games today? So the first game starts at 12:07.
Absolutely not.
On ESPN. And then the 2 o'clock game is on ABC.
Don't care. I am steadfast with this. I will not watch out-of-market baseball. I don't care. Doesn't mean a thing to me. I will not waste any time watching out-of-market baseball. It is a regional sport. I care about the Mets. I care about the Yankees. I couldn't give two bleeps about the Cardinals and the Phillies and the Rays and the Guardians. Nobody cares about baseball on a national level, and I am the exact example of that.
Okay.
No way. No shot. No shot.
Yeah.
Mariners, Blue Jays at 4:07. You won't catch me dead on a Friday afternoon, 72 degrees, watching that garbage.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
Get out of here. I'm getting ready for Padres, Mets at 8:07. Fully focused on that. Well, I mean, all those games could be perfect games. I wouldn't know it.
Well,
they could throw three perfect games in those. I wouldn't have any freaking clue.
You got the blackout over at Rutgers.
You do have the black at what is it, FUC Stadium?
SHI Stadium.
That's right, SHI Stadium. I was close. Is that SHI Stadium?
You said 83 letters, you would have been close. You said FUC Stadium.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
I knew it was one of the two. It was SHI or FUC. It was one of the two. I don't remember. So it was SHI Stadium, the blackout.
Yeah, so they're going to have a blackout against Nebraska tonight.
Yeah, like football, I'll watch any game, any time, even if it's bad. Like last night, I watched the first half. It was a terrible game. Stopped at the first half, but I'll watch it. You know, red zone, I'll sit there. Let's go to this game. I'm into it. You go to that game. Baseball, absolutely not.
I mean, the amazing thing, when you think about all of this, is that you got the Giants at 9:30 on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you got your 1 o'clock games with the Jets and the Dolphins.
Which is
great. And then you got the 4:25 games. And then you got the 8:20 game. And then you could have a third Met game. But that Met game's going to be like around 4 o'clock on Sunday, right?
If the Rays and Guardians end in 2, it is.
Yes.
But if they go to a third game, the Met game will be at night as well. So that's how that
works. Very confusing.
That's not that confusing. I just explained it to you very easily. So if the Rays and Guardians play two games, and that series is over. The Mets will play at 4. If they go to a third game, the Rays and Guardians, they play at 8.
Yeah, how do you know all this? Since you're a regional baseball fan, and you don't really know that much about other teams.
Because it involves the Mets, that's why.
Okay.
It involves the Mets. FBC. And that's how I know, and it was put out there by Major League Baseball.
FBC
and the Mets
Stadium.
The Mets and the Mets beat writers. So I got all the information from those guys. What do you want? You're not going to be sitting watching these playoff games. And if you tell me you are, you're a liar.
I'm playing golf.
Right, exactly.
There you go.
You check your team.
I got to tell you, I played at Sleepy Hollow yesterday.
Yeah, how'd you play?
Home of Cameron Young, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Cam Young. His dad is the pro there and everything. Mm-hmm. Saw him yesterday. Very nice.
Did he go to live?
No, he did not. Of course not.
Did not go to live.
No
okay,
way.
Good.
I can't speak for them or their family, but what I read about Cameron is no way. This kid wants a green jacket. He wants a U.S. Open. He wants he wants it all cleared. He wants to be a part of the PGA. That's what he's grown up to be, and that's what he's going to be. That's what I think. Anyway, so I'm playing there yesterday, and this may be one of the most beautiful golf courses anywhere in the tri-state area because it sits above the Hudson River.
Sure.
And it's up there, up there by Briar Cliff and all that stuff. It's really beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah.
Well, I don't understand something. I'm playing. And they got the guy rolling the greens. Now, you may not understand this, but they roll the greens, to make them faster. And I got the guy that's rolling the greens, right in front of me. So as I'm approaching to the green, he's rolling the greens.
So you get a very high on the stimp meter?
Yeah.
See?
Yes.
See,
yes.
I know what I'm talking about.
What is going on here? I felt like I was getting set up.
You probably were.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. 100%. How'd you putt? Poorly?
I didn't putt that great. Yeah.
See, that's why. Exactly. Did you win money or lose money?
No, I lost money yesterday.
Who took it?
Brendan O'Rourke and Bobby DeFazio.
Okay, there you go.
And the guy rolling the greens got a cut.
I think so.
Well, I mean,
right before we're hitting into the green, the guy's rolling the greens.
Well, everybody else played at the same greens, right?
But I don't know what it was. Just weird. Maybe they were just trying to impress us or something. I'm not sure.
Did you see Rob Manfred up there?
I did not see him, but I saw Joe Micheletti.
Okay.
Saw him. Told him I have expectations this year for the Rangers.
All right.
Right.
He was just up there playing?
Dan Hicks was up there.
Dan Hicks of the Giants?
Playing. Yep. No.
Oh,
Dan Hicks, the announcer.
Oh, yeah. There's a guy. What's that guy's name that works for the Giants? Dan something.
Lynch.
Lynch. All right. Dan Lynch. Dan Hicks of NBC.
Right.
Okay. Does the golf.
He was there.
Okay. All right. A lot of guys. Good day for you.
Good
so you're
day.
Playing again today, so you're not watching these day baseball games.
Oh, maybe I'll check in on my phone.
Right, check in on the phone. But that's it. You probably won't even do that.
You're not supposed to be looking at your phone on the golf course. Come on.
That's right. That's true. Good job on your part, Ed.
You are a stickler for the rules.
Pretty much.
I've played with you. You don't take your hat off at the 18th. You get a big stare down from Boomer. I didn't realize that was a thing.
Well,
your hat off.
Supposed to be a gentleman. You shake the hand of the guy that you played with, your caddies and everybody else, and you say, hey, man, it was a great day.
Yeah.
Well, win money or lose money, every day on the golf course is a great day.
Right.
Especially yesterday. That's a beautiful day.
Right, of course.
And you're going to do that on Tuesday next week at my golf tournament.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait for that.
You'll take your hat off and you'll shake the hands of your caddies and the players that you're playing against.
I know. There's a lot of buzz about this. A lot of buzz about Tuesday.
There's a lot of buzz.
A lot of buzz.
Where's the buzz coming from?
The buzz is coming from the Portly Villager because...
Oh.
Yeah. Because of the guy I'm playing with.
The guy you're playing with, yes.
All right. Okay, Bob's in Bergen County. What's going on, Bob?
Hey. I got a good feel-good Friday story for Boomer and you guys.
All right. I love that, Bob. Let's hear it.
Yesterday, my daughter, who works at Maria Ferrari Hospital up in Valhalla, New York, in Westchester... her floor was visited by two Rangers, Boomer, Chris Kreider and Vincent Trocheck.
Trocheck, yeah, very nice.
And they went around to all the sick kids that are missing the great day that we're having here today, listening to you guys, and gave them all goodie bags and stuff and just spread the word of Ranger hockey.
So I'm talking about Ranger hockey. Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate that. I love that.
Yeah.
I do love the fact that a lot of teams do the same thing. Not just the Rangers. I know the Rangers are very special, but
Doesn't do any of that stuff? The Flyers. They don't do any
of that stuff. No
never.
Way.
No, they never. They don't think about anybody else but themselves.
Well, JVR does. I know he does. Because I've seen him actually show up something.
Sure. Look at that. Somehow Ranger hockey squeezed itself into today. We've got
well,
Mets
why not?
Playoffs.
The season starts next week. That's the other thing
the
that's
Mets
going
in the
on.
Playoffs.
We got the Jets, the Giants, the Mets in the playoffs. The Yankees start their playoffs next week. The NHL season starts next week. I mean, come on.
This is it.
And the NBA is right around the corner.
The NBA is right around the corner. NBA regular season.
That's why we do what we do.
Damn right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Geo on a feel-good football Friday with the wild card series with the Mets and Padres starting tonight. We've got a $100 Dunkin' gift card coming up that we are giving away in the next 20 minutes or less right here on the show. Before we get to Jerry and all the Mets preview sound, I want to get your guys' opinion on this. So the local pharmacy drugstore chain that is in my town that I get all the my medicine from and also some other things, is a complete disaster. I'm talking the shelves aren't stocked. Mm. It's dirty. Yeah. The pharmacy is run like something you've never seen in your life.
And it's not a national chain.
It is.
Oh, wow.
It is.
We're not going to say.
We're not going to say what it is. But it is a, there's all of them in town. There's like every single one's in town, but I happen to get my prescriptions here. It is a flat out, when I say disaster, disaster. You walk in there, there's crap all over the floor. It's just, so what do I, can I do something about this?
Change to a local pharmacy.
But hold on. Our prescriptions go through the unionist, this particular thing. So all the prescriptions are cheaper because of the deal that our insurance has with this particular thing.
Well, how far is the next branch of that.
Too far.
Then what you have to do is you have to then contact the manager of the store and say, have some pride. Your store sucks. It's disgusting. It's filthy. Clean it up.
Just send an email.
Why don't you just say that?
But is that like overstepping my boundaries?
I'm uncomfortable coming into your crap hole of store.
But nobody cares in there.
And I think the people that are running this company, if they saw the level of quality and cleanliness that you have here, they'd be embarrassed and you'd be fired.
And there's one guy who works in a pharmacy. God love him. But he is just completely, like, he's like comatose the whole time.
But he's not the pharmacist, is he?
No.
That's a different story.
But he's the guy, he's there.
Is he there to get drugs?
Maybe. But, my second daughter, the youngest, is named Summer. So I said, picking up a prescription for Summer. And he goes, as in the month? And I went, the month? What month is Summer? Like, no, the season, you dumbass. God, and every time I see him, he's just completely, he's like, looking through me, like, what do you want?
I don't know, man, you never know.
God,
you're just
doofus.
I mean, too bad you can't move your pharmacy.
Yeah, I have to. Place is a total hellhole. It's the worst.
I'm surprised you don't have one that's
supply
within 10
chain
minutes
issues, maybe?
Somewhere else.
It's like 15.
Supply chain issues?
It might be. I don't. It's pride.
Well, that 15
pride.
Minutes might be worth it for you.
So here's the thing. So you drive every day, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a place before you get the Sable that is of this chain, because I know the chain of which you speak.
Yeah,
so there's got to be one in East Islip, or there's got to be one in Oakdale.
You're right.
There's got to be one. What's that other?
Right. Stop there on the way home. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to scout them out. I'm going to look at all the local chains. I'm going to scout them out, and I'm going to pick one that's better.
But really, it comes down to the store manager is the one that is about the cleanliness and about the way that
I took pictures yesterday. I took pictures.
Well, then you got to send up to corporate then and get the guy fired.
I took pictures of the ground, how dirty it was.
You're like turning into Al.
Yeah, I think
this
you
is
are.
Why I wanted to run it by you guys to see if I was like going crazy or not.
A little bit.
If you walked into this place, you'd be like, huh, this is kind of weird.
I'm sure.
So gross in here. All right, Jerry, you got an update?
You should get like you and a bunch of your flunkies.
Yeah.
And dress like in black masks and pullovers and just go ransack the whole place.
I wouldn't suggest that.
Everybody seems to be doing it these days.
No. I'm not going to do that.
Going in with a hammer and just start smashing things.
All right, Jerry, what's up?
Brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. We're also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Mets Padres tonight, game one. Hopefully for the Mets, game one of two. If it goes three, we'll be playing on Sunday. They will. Here's Buck Showalter. You guys were talking about Starling Marte and gripping the bat and all that. He was asking what will determine if Marte makes the roster or not, and what can he possibly do? They got to make a decision by 10 a.m.
There's a lot of different ways to look at it. You know, he's one of the reasons why he was in demand, because he's a multi-skilled guy that can, you know, help in a lot of ways. But
can he help? Can he hit? That's the big thing. So we should find out in a couple of hours. Don't know yet. Manny Machado spoke yesterday upon arriving at Citi Field. He says, and he was with Machado, he was with Buck in Baltimore for many years. He knew Buck would turn around this Met team into a winning franchise.
There was no doubt when he signed here what he was going to do with that ball club, and for sure he did it with the team that they got
and
over there.
Of course, Machado very familiar with how Buck goes about his business.
Me and Buck go a long way, so kind of know his tactics a little bit, know how he kind of likes to go about things.
And I did not realize, because they were asking questions to Bob Melvin about his relationship with Buck and Buck his relationship with Bob Melvin, a reporter did ask Machado.
He's been around this game long enough that he actually managed Bob.
I saw that this morning.
Did you know that before
this
morning?
I did not.
What's your thought on that?
That's crazy.
Now, I don't know. I know he with the Yankees for a very short time in 94. I don't know if anywhere else, but yeah, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
God.
I was thinking about time driving in and like.
Oh, please don't.
No, but think about, so it was 16 years ago that the Mets played the Cardinals in the NLCS. 16 years ago, yeah. And there's still three guys on that Cardinals team that are still there in 2022.
Correct, yes.
I mean, think about that Mets roster. All those guys are gone.
But you almost had Carlos Beltran as manager.
Carlos Beltran caught looking.
And the guy who struck him out still on the team.
Yes, he is.
And the guy who hit the game-winning homer is still on the team.
I know.
Like, where's that Andy Chavez is playing in old-timers day and retired for 10 years?
Yes.
And these three guys are still playing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yep. And playing at a high level.
Yeah. I mean, that's like having, like, John Maine pitch game one of the wild card series.
You're right.
It blows your mind.
We'd still have more songs from Al if John Maine was still pitching. That is true. Here's Francisco Lindor. This is what you want to hear, Boomer. This is a glass half full approach going forward.
I have a lot of friends are on the way home right now, and I get to put on a hat and a hoodie that says postseason. It feels pretty damn good to go into a clubhouse and smell the new gear that you get. I feel like a little kid.
That's it. We got more games to go. Everything else in the rearview mirror. Here's
Everybody
Scherzer.
Loves free stuff, even the gazillionaires.
Scherzer looking forward, looking at this challenge that the Padres do present as he gets the game one start.
They're good. Every lineup in the postseason is good. Every team is good. It absolutely takes it's going to take everything out of us to be able to advance on. There's no such thing as a cakewalk in the postseason.
Now, I don't know if he was eating the microphone, but every clip of him.
So how do you get ready for the start? I don't know what's Batman. What's it?
They will start after 8 p.m. tonight at Citi Field. You've got the Rays and the Guardians at 12:05, and then you've got the Cardinals and Phillies at 2. Zach Wheeler gets the start for Philadelphia, excited to get his first career playoff start in game one of this series.
You know, they chose me, and I'm going to try to go out there and do the best I can. It's definitely a privilege and honor. It has been a long road for me, and I'm definitely excited to be here with this group of guys.
We'll see how well he does today. And the Mariners take on the Blue Jays at 4. You got Luis Castillo and Alec Manoa, the starters there. All right, the The Thursday night football game was sort of a bore fest. A lot of field goals were kicked, including this one that gets it to overtime.
Good snap, good hold. The kick by McLaughlin is perfect, and we are tied with 5 seconds left.
That's Spiro Dietis on Westwood
One. I thought that sucked.
Yeah, well, what was interesting is you hear from Kirk Herbstreit at Amazon Prime, the game was going to overtime. That wasn't the game-winning kick. That wasn't the game-ending play. It was going to overtime, and yet
they're leaving. The Broncos fans are bailing.
They've had enough.
It's 9-9. They're like, the heck with it. I'm out.
Yep.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, I don't blame them at all, man. That's a proud franchise. Those are really good fans. They don't want to see this garbage. And they got all excited with Russell Wilson, new coach. This was going to be an offensive explosion. All they needed was a quarterback, right?
Mm.
How many times did you say that? All they needed was a quarterback. And they got a quarterback, and they stink.
Well, and they're only 5 games into it. I mean, can you make a determination?
Yes. They played an 11-10 game and a 12-9 game. They're terrible.
You don't think Russell's going to get comfortable as the season moves on?
No, I think he's done.
Okay.
Like he's,
he better not be done. They owe him a lot of money in years.
Russ used to cook. Now he's cooked. It's over.
Maybe. Maybe.
Gino's doing all the cooking now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do KJ Hamler. You guys talked about him last hour. We were ripping off his helmet in the back of the end zone. Yes, this has been tough to deal with so far.
I'm frustrated. You know, I think everybody's frustrated. You know, we just got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot. You know, self-inflicted wounds, and you know, you see what we can do. You know, we drove down there fast. You know, we can do that every time. We got to finish. We got to execute. We got to finish.
Which they did not do last night. Here was Russell Wilson. This was the end of the press conference that you referenced.
Thank you, guys. Broncos country.
Let's ride. Thank you, guys. Broncos country. Let's ride. Can CBS Sports Network play that final clip again of the helmet throw by Hamlin? But look at the mascot. That's the funniest part. Because I had just been focused on the helmet throw.
Yeah. All right.
But if you...
We have it on delay over there.
We have it on delay here, but you look... So we're watching it again on CBS Sports Network, and the giant Bronco horse comes into the shot here, and he collapses on his hooves. With his orange mane. Oh, it was amazing.
So while you've got him struggling, you've got Geno Smith flourishing in Seattle. Yesterday, Smith was asked about playing so well, to the surprise of the reporter that is asking the question.
You're in the midst of doing something that we frankly haven't really seen before. The guy was a backup for 7 years, and now you're in the top of the league in passer rating. You just got off as player of the week.
I mean,
You surprised by that?
Mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you told me before the season, I'd be a little surprised.
Yeah, that's because you never watched me throw.
Oh! Okay.
Wow.
Get cocky, Gino. Why not?
I would say cocky is a good word right now.
Ride this wave.
Yeah. He's riding the wave, all right.
I mean, he said that whole thing, the printing T-shirts, what they wrote me off, but I didn't write back.
That's right.
I mean, he's like this one of the top stories in the NFL right now.
Hard to argue.
We know you blow.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, he took receipts.
Yeah, never saw me throw.
Giants play the Packers Sunday in London, as we know. They've got all sorts of injuries. That having been said, it's a new business trip for one Kayvon Thibodeau, who's excited for the opportunity to go somewhere he's never seen before.
Well, you know, yeah, this is my first time going to London, but it's still a football game, so still just trying to keep those same basics, not get too high, not get too low, and just, you know, try to keep that same mentality.
Linebacker Azeez Ojulari did not make the trip because of injury, nor did Kadarius Toney or Kenny Golladay. Daniel Jones at this point is expected to play, but we shall see. Jets play the Dolphins Sunday. Here's Teddy Bridgewater. He's the Dolphins quarterback for this game. He has taken nothing for granted.
I just take it one day at a time. Because at the end of the day, I look at all this as a blessing. And like me standing here before you guys, me getting an opportunity to still play this game.
Yeah, and he's going to get the start this week. We'll see how well he plays. A lot of confidence coming from the Jets side, and good for them. Why not? I went back and listened to the entire, it was 8 minutes, was Tom Brady. Not one reference to, you know, his personal life. The only thing there was there was one question about, with everything going on, is it hard to stay, you know, focused and locked in? But the reference started with what happened last week with the hurricane.
Oh.
And then everything else that kind of surrounds you. He was asked how he is feeling.
How's the shoulder feeling after some rest yesterday?
Good. Feels great. Thanks for asking. I'll be there Sunday.
Giselle never asks.
Oh, boy. Now, the question that was asked was about what's happened locally and everything, and just, you know, is he still happy playing at this point? You're 23.
I just enjoy, you know, playing with the guys that I play with, and I think the biggest reason to come back is, you know, the guys that I'm in there with and represent the organization and try to do a great job.
And he does a cool thing. He's funny. He's 8 minutes, I think, he spoke. When he's done, he's like, thanks, guys, and just leaves. I don't know if they were done with him, but that's the way it goes. So, anyhow, preseason basketball, you got the Knicks playing the Pacers tonight. Heat beat the Nets last night, 109-80. Preseason hockey, Islanders and Devils. Isles beat the Devils 5-2, and you got Rutgers home for Nebraska tonight. We will have it for you right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Boomer and Geo on this feel-good football Friday and a baseball postseason on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Unfortunately, we don't have Gary, Keith, and Ron the rest of the way, so we're going to have to suffer with these national broadcasts. We're going to have Carl Ravitch and David Cohn and Eduardo Perez, the Sunday Night Baseball crew, which nobody seems to like. I mean, they didn't even like it when it was John Miller and Joe Morgan. I thought those guys were actually pretty good. But no one likes the ESPN announcers, but you're going to have to get used to it.
Yeah, David Cone, that's good.
Yeah, David Cone's good.
Put on Wayne and Howie and then just sync it up. Just
You could do that. You could do that. On 880, you could put on Wayne Randazzo and Howie Rose and try to sync up the TV and listen to your local guys.
I would just say, I just would like to hear a little bit more from David Cone. He seems to like disappear in these broadcasts.
Right, Eduardo Perez, you say, suffocates him.
Well, they just got to balance it out a little bit, that's all.
Yeah, just a little more balance.
I know that Eduardo knows baseball.
Yeah.
He knows more baseball than I'll ever know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that David Cone knows more about pitching than I'll ever know. And David Cone's an analytic guy. He knows all about the analytics of the game and can help you understand why the managers are making these decisions.
That's right.
I think Carl Ravitch does a fine job.
A couple of things about Gary, Keith, and Ron. One, Keith Hernandez, I did not hear the interview that he had. I did see the graphic that they put up there of a cartoon of him in a bed, and he was all messed up from his surgery, which was funny. But I guess they brought up the fact that his contract is up at the end of this year. And they were talking about it on the broadcast.
It's over now.
Yeah, it's over now. You got to get him sewed up. Let's go. If he wants to continue doing this.
Pay me, bitch.
Yeah. I mean, you can't let a guy like that, who is as iconic as him, both on the field and in the booth, go into a contract year and let it expire like this.
They'll get pizzazz.
And yeah, they retired his number this year.
Just remember, you have to wonder about what each side wants. You know, maybe Keith wants to cut back on some games, but he wants to be paid for more games. I mean, more money per game, I should say. You just never know what the differences may be. Yeah, they got plenty of money
to pay Keith Hernandez. They are lauded as the best booth in baseball. He's using that leverage. They got plenty of money.
And
to
the fan base adores
him. I know we do. You know, listen, and they're only paying Sal and Malusis like $100
whatever
they're doing. So they have plenty of money over there. You know, they're tight. They're tight over there. That's on why.
Of course, they are tight.
They only do 2 hours of Carton and Roberts.
Right, only 2 hours. Carton and Roberts are on the air. Just, I mean, come on.
Just like here, you pay who you gotta pay.
Yeah,
I'm Boomer Esiason. Whatever it takes.
And Beningo's line back in the day when he did both, he goes, "Bro, SNY makes fan look like the Yankees."
So yeah, it's embarrassing,
right?
I know. So, but I would hope that they would sign him. But then again, you know, he may say, "Look, I only want to do home games. You know, like I'm tired of traveling."
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. I mean, traveling and all that other stuff. He lives all the way out in Sag Harbor. It's not the easiest. I know it sounds like it's easy, and I know that he's enjoying himself, especially in the midst of a year like this year.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, hurting himself like this and him not being around really kind of...
So home games only, and they get him a driver.
Yeah.
Whatever else he wants.
Yeah, but he had an old man fall. You know,
yeah,
when you have an old man fall, you start realizing things. Yeah, you know, I don't need to be on the planes. I don't need to be doing all
this
crap.
So you say whatever you want, Keith. The home games only and Miami or whatever other city he likes that he likes to go to.
St. Louis. Get
him a driver.
Got to go back to St. Louis.
Well, because he's a god there, too.
I'm sure he likes going out to L.A. and San Francisco.
Do they travel with the team?
I do believe they're on the charter, yes.
Well, there was one time I got a picture from somebody who was on a Southwest flight to Islip with Keith Hernandez.
Well, that may be because the team was going somewhere else. Maybe he wasn't scheduled to be on that, and that's why he would fly home. You know, and when Ronnie's doing the national games and he misses a Met game or something, he's being flown by TNT.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, just...
Just get him signed. That's the biggest offseason.
Whatever he wants.
Yeah. I want to talk about the Mets offseason, bringing free agents in. You got to sign your own. You got
to
sign Keith.
Well, you also have to understand that there's another side to this. Yes,
you sound like a company man right now. I don't know what's going on here. We got to get Keith signed.
We'll get him signed.
I don't know where you're coming from. There's another side of this. There is no other side. You pay Keith Hernandez what he wants and get him in the booth.
And we understand the old man thing, but like he still wants to. You know he wants to do it. Hell, you still want to do this.
Hello?
Yeah. I saw the reported... pay what they paid him on his last contract.
Oh, yeah?
Just under $1 million a year.
Yeah.
I mean, they got that.
Yeah, it's easy. That's like couch cushion money.
And now you got inflation.
Couch cushion money?
That's in Stevie Cohen's sock drawer.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Here's $1 million here. He's got it in his freezer.
Take $1 million here, take $1 million there.
Yeah, right. That's right. Steve Cohen.
We're the only people that are dealing with inflation. Everybody is.
Steve Cohen's
fine. In the recessionary.
He's all right. Cohen, did he get SNY for getting that deal? Did he get a piece of it or the
somebody's still got, did the Wilpon still have SNY or something? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think the Wilpons still probably have a piece of it, I would think. Uh-oh. I think the Wilpons also still have a piece of the Mets, I believe.
And do some, they?
Yeah, a small piece.
A little small piece. Small piece of the Mets.
As long as it's not the piece that signs the checks.
Right.
It's then, the then we got a problem.
It's a piece that brought in Darren Ruff at the trade deadline. That's the piece that they still have. Let's go to John in Danbury, Connecticut. What's up, John? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I can't believe it was a reference to John Maine pray for rain this morning.
And, yeah, and, man, those were the days. John Maine, Ollie Perez, 2006.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. We got to going back down memory lane.
Got to do something about it. Hey, Pete.
Yeah.
What is that?
Playing a John Maine song for you.
Oh,
you walked up on the pitching mound like you were going to the electric chair. Look at the scoreboard out in center field. Five runs are already there. You had one eye on the bullpen as you watched yourself fall apart. The other team dreamed that you'd be the pitcher, you'd be the pitcher, and you're John Maine. Our whole season is riding upon you, you're John Maine.
You're John Maine.
Yay! Our whole season is riding right, upon
you. Very good.
Upon you.
That is incredible. The fact that I prompted that, like I'm more proud of that than anything I'll be proud of today. I'm waiting for kids to get into my homeroom, and that is special right there.
Yeah, it certainly is, John.
You got to do something about that pharmacy, though. I'm not one to complain, but honestly, like if something is that, like Boomer said, like you got to call the manager. There shouldn't be a place shouldn't be kept like that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. I have to do something about it. Cause it's so convenient. It's right there. It's right down the road.
I know.
I don't want to go somewhere else.
Yeah, but like Boomer said, just hit some place on your way home or something. Another place.
Yeah, don't they deliver?
I don't trust that, though.
You don't trust the delivery?
Medicine's important. I don't trust that.
I see. Okay.
You know?
Just real quick, and speaking to, you know, the music reference there, Al and Jerry and Eddie, like, they are amazing. You guys are great, but those guys help make the show, too. I'm a huge fan of those guys. But I just wanted to make a quick... Look, Gio, you're killing my buzz a little bit here. Like, I'm so jazzed for the MLB postseason. Me and my youngest son, we can't wait to get home and watch. You know, he's bummed he's not going to be able to see McClanahan pitch at 12. Like, I know you guys are psyched for the Mets, but, oh, gosh, the MLB postseason is something special. Like you said at the top of the show, it's like the absolute peak of the sports year with football.
Yeah.
And I know you're jazzed for the Mets, but, like, oh, man. Growing up, I mean, I'm a Red Sox fan, but like, I even if the Mets weren't involved, I'm so keyed into every game. It's just so
exciting. No. Listen, I hear you. Into each his own, and there's a lot of baseball fans who'll be watching these other games. I'm just not one of them. I just out of market baseball for me is not appealing. I don't care about these other teams unless they're playing the Mets or they're playing the Yankees. We've got two playoff teams. I am focused on them. I'm focused on the Padres because the Mets are playing them, and I'll be focused on either the Guardians or the Rays who are playing the Yankees. I can't sit there and watch baseball all day about teams I don't care about.
Yeah, I was listening to Craig and Evan a little bit yesterday. You know, Evan's all into this. You know that because he's a baseball nerd. Mm. Does he score these other games too? Or
probably. I mean, if you're just sitting around.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they'll be on the air today, right? So during a lot of these games, he's probably not going to score those.
Yeah, but the 12 o'clock game, they're supposedly going to lunch over at Adora Lay next door. And
he'll probably score that one then. He'll probably sit there and eat lunch.
Right?
Yeah, score that one.
Yeah,
of course. It's what he loves to do.
Yep.
Right?
Good for him.
Michelle in Pennsylvania. What's going on, Michelle?
Hey, guys. I know it's Football Friday, but I know that Boomer does a lot of golf. I know he was golfing yesterday.
Yes.
Excuse me. And I'm a little curious what your position is on tee boxes being based on your age instead of your skill level. Because what happens up here in Pittsburgh is it's hard to get these guys outside of their egos.
Yep.
And we think if you suck, you should move up. So we don't have to play beagle golf all day and search for your ball.
Right, I'm right there with you, Michelle. Michelle, you are speaking like my kind of
talk. This is a Pittsburgh woman, right?
Yeah,
there. I married a Pittsburgh woman.
Yeah, so you know, I am 61, but so I'm not old enough to play the front tees just yet. And I had to convince one of my friends who is older than me to play the front tee so he can enjoy his game of golf, and so we can enjoy it with him as opposed to looking for his ball all over the place.
That's That's my point, is I just believe that everybody would have more fun, but they just have such a hard time, like I said, moving their egos out of the way.
Right. Yeah.
My husband's a ranger at the local golf course, and he watches this as well, and it's just, it's insanity. And the other thing I wanted to mention, because it is Football Friday, Gio, you've been cranking on Denver.
Yeah.
And you are really looking good in that Denver orange.
Oh, thank you. It's, I appreciate orange. That. It's Met Orange today, by the way.
Yes.
It is kind of like the Denver orange, and I thought about it, you know.
Yeah, but now it's Met Orange.
It's Met Orange.
That's why you wore it.
That's why I wore it, yes. And it's also a Portly Villager shirt. That's also why I wore it.
Okay.
You know, and this is because we're playing. I have another one of these for your tournament as well.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I only break out the good stuff.
The good stuff.
I only break out the good stuff for Boomer's events.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.